Do you own something really valuable? A family heirloom? A precious family photo? What about war medals? We know the Sunshine Coast has the largest veteran community in Australia, so the work that Sam Budd does is quite unique and important. Sam works at a picture framing store in Caloundra, but behind the hundreds of various sized and colour picture frames is Sam's skill to replicate war medals. Veterans might want relatives to wear replicas at events like Anzac Day, or it could even allow the original medals to stay safe at home while the replicas are worn in public. ABC producer Tim Wong Si dropped into Sam's store yesterday and spoke to him about his work.
They're so special, irreplaceable, you know. Just, you know, you hang on to those and don't ever lose them sort of thing, you know. You got to be really mindful about handling an object that has a really high level of sentimentality and you know, family attached to it. I think, you know, high level of respect is important. Hi, I'm Samuel Budd. I own Caloundra Framing.
Is it a common thing where a picture frame store will do work similar to this?
No, it's just my old picture frame shops, they specialise in something, and that's one of the areas that we've grown into.
You were telling me before about the person you were working with beforehand, who's now in the UK, and then how it landed you in the work you're doing. So can you tell me that story?
Yes. Obviously, as a picture framer, we get a lot of people come in and they bring their relatives' medals, photos, and we help them put those together and present them for their family and friends.
So we're talking, they're coming in with medals and they want them framed.
Yeah, usually in a tin box, just chucked in there, getting damaged. And usually what we would do is we'd go to the medal master and say, hey, can you mount these up? And then we'd put it together professionally and display it. You know, and they'd enjoy it for a long time. He got to a point where he couldn't do what he was doing anymore, and when I was visiting him, he suggested I buy it, and just thought, here's something that is really valuable to continue.
This is the guy you were working with, suddenly got to a point now where he got, was it physically unable to do the
work?
Yeah,
I think he got arthritis. Anybody could do it, but doing it with the right respect and the passion, and you know, because you constantly got to learn. You know, you can get it wrong, and if you focus on it the right way, it gets done right.
How do you go about treating them with individual respect for their story and what they've gone through?
You just try and work out what they're doing, who they're doing it for. Sometimes you've got to help them figure out what medals were issued. Sometimes they're damaged. How do you fix that? What's the right way to do that? You just help them work through what's proper with protocol, how to display them. Other people say, no, that's the way Grandad had them, so that's the way I'm going to display them.
Are there times of year where you tend to get a lot of business with metal replication?
Yeah, Anzac Day's the big one. Obviously, you get a real rush a couple of weeks before.
And how long does it take if I've got a medal? How long does it take to replicate a medal?
We don't make them. We buy them as a wholesaler. So they're ready to go. We just have to put the ribbons on and put them all together in the right order.
And when you finish a medal, finally, you know, at the end of the process, what kind of reactions do you get from people?
They're always impressed with what they get back. It's like thanks a lot, you know, handshake, you know, well done sort of thing, you know. And you know, maybe that's partly to do with how I think and feel about it, you know, that rubs off, I guess. A Vietnam medal, it's very similar to that. You could easily mix the ribbon up. You want to make sure you don't do that. But like that one there, they call that the Parramatta medal.
This is the blue and yellow pinstripe.
Medal.
The Parramatta medal.
Yeah, because it, like the sport.
Yeah, like the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, the blue and the orangey yellow colour. that have nicknames. There's another one that looks like a cookie cutter. You know, you might see that as a bit disrespectful, but, you know, even people in the force use those nicknames.
Yeah, right.
We're Australian, we do that.